Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, this is the night that Lum is planning to haunt his own house in an effort to drive out Widow Jessup and her family. Several days ago, Abner, thinking that Lum would never return, rented the house to the widow, and since then all efforts to get her to move out have failed. As we look in on the little community today, we find that it's late at night, and Lum and Abner are hiding in the bushes near Lum's house.
Don't make so much noise, Abner. We don't want to wake the widow Jessup up before we get to haunting her house, no.
Well, I don't see why we had to come in the back way this away from her. Why didn't we come down the road? It would have been a heap easier walking.
Ghosts don't walk down roads. They always come in the back way.
They do, huh?
Yeah, I believe we're close enough to the house now. Maybe we ought to put on our ghost outfits.
Yeah, well, whereabouts is Cedric? I thought he was going to join us over here.
Well, he was, but he didn't think he could make it.
Huh?
Said he'd more than likely have to go to the work early at the defense plant tonight.
Doggies, I wish he's going to be with us, Lum. He's big enough to handle that oldest Jessup boy. Be right honest, I don't like that boy's looks. He's mean, Lum.
Well, I ain't afeard of him tonight. All him and the others are going to think about tonight is just getting out of that house. He ain't going to stick around and fight no ghosts, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I still wish Cedric was along with us, though.
Well, he ain't, so you might just as well forget about it.
Yeah.
Here, take this bed sheet and drape it over yourself some way.
All right. Are you sure now this idea's going to work, Lum?
I don't know. All we can do is hope it will. We gotta try everything we can to get that family out of my house so as I can move back in there.
Yeah, I reckon we do, yeah.
And we've tried mine now everything else.
Yeah.
Hurry up, get the bed sheet on you.
Yeah, well, Lum, maybe we ought to wait till tomorrow night to do this, maybe.
No, we're gonna do it right now. Never put off till tomorrow night what you can't do no other time. Or something like that. It's an old lettered saying of mine. And a good one to holler, too.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe we ought to give more time for them rumors to get around that your house is haunted. Maybe the widow Jessup ain't even heard the rumors yet.
Yes, she has. I made sure that she did.
You did, huh?
We started the rumor yesterday, and you know how fast them things travel.
Yeah, but everything's a lot slower nowadays, Lum.
Now, that's just plumb silly, Abner. Hurry up and get your ghost outfit on. We ain't got all night.
Yeah, all right. Are you sure now the real ones won't object to this, Lum? The real ghosts, I mean.
The real ghosts?
Yeah, see, they might not like us imitating them, Lum, running around competition this away.
For goodness sake, wait a minute, Abner. You don't actually believe in ghosts.
Now, Lum, don't say that now. You might hurt their feelings and get them mad at us. It ain't good to monkey around with ghosts, I can tell you that.
For goodness sakes. Abner, have you ever actually saw a ghost?
Why? Well, no, I ain't actually saw one myself, I don't believe. I've heard them walking around, though.
Oh, pretty, pretty.
I have, I've heard them.
Just your imagination.
Charlie Redfield has even seen them, said so himself.
Oh, you know you can't believe nothing Charlie says.
Well, he's seen them, though, Lum. Seen them in a window of that old haunted Carter place north of town here. He's walking along the road there late of a night, and all of a sudden...
I know that story. I've heard Charlie tell it 1,000 or 100 times, but I still don't believe it.
Well, it's the truth. Even Grandpappy Spear says it's the truth.
You can't believe him, neither. Now, get that bed sheet on before I wrap it around your neck and hang you up in a tree with it.
All right. I just hope we don't get into no trouble with no real ghost, though.
Oh, that's silly.
How do these things go on anyway, Lum?
Well, just drape it over your head. Yeah, that's howdy.
Well, here, doggies, I can't see nothing. This thing over
well,
my
wait
head.
A minute, wait a minute. I cut some little holes in it for your eyes to look out through.
Oh, well, where are they at?
Well, twist it around and you'll find them.
Huh?
Wait a minute, I'll help you.
Yeah, yeah. I just hope we ain't doing the wrong thing, Lum.
There. Now, can you see out?
Doggies, them are awful little holes, you know. I better make them things bigger, Lum.
Huh? Now, don't do that, Abner. Wait a minute. Granted, now look at them holes you got in there. You oughtn't have did that.
Well, even a ghost has to see where he's going, Lum.
I know, but I borrowed them from Aunt Charity Spears, and I told her I'd bring them back in good condition. Now look at them.
Well, I can't help it. I don't want to rush into this thing blindfolded. I still wish Cedric was with us.
Oh, we don't need him.
I'd love to have him.
Two of us can haunt the widder good enough. Now, here's what we'll do. We'll sneak up to the house and tap on the windows, mysterious-like.
Told you, I get the shiver just looking at you in that outfit, Lum.
Well, pay attention to what I'm saying.
I heard you tap on the window, you said.
Yeah, and then quick as a widder or one of the young'uns wakes up and turns on the light to look out the window, why, then just sort of sway backwards and forwards for a second and then disappear.
Disappear?
Yeah.
Well, Lomi, I don't know how to make myself disappear, Lom. That takes a magician to do that.
I just mean duck out of sight. I don't mean that you'll make yourself vanish.
Oh, well, I know I couldn't do that. That's something I've always wished I could do. Fact is, I wished I could do it right now,
well,
to be honest.
Well, we ain't got time to go into that. Come on now, let's sneak up to the house.
I just hope no real ghost see us doing this.
Come on now.
Yeah?
You go to the side window and I'll slip around to the back.
Oh. Hey, don't you think we ought to sort of stick together, Lum?
No, of course not. They ain't nothing to be scared of.
Ain't, huh?
Besides, there's some old chains around to the back, and I want to get them and rattle them.
Rattle them?
Yeah, ghosts all are supposed to do that.
Well, what are they supposed to do that for? We ain't pulling no wagon.
I don't know why, but come on.
Well, there must be some reason, Lum. They just wouldn't pick up a chain and start rattling if they didn't have a special reason for it.
Say, quit stalling around, Abner, and follow me.
Well, Lum, couldn't we just tap on the window together, sort of, just to start out with, you know, anyway? See, they ought to get twice as scared seeing two ghosts stand here as just one.
Well, all right, if that'll
get you
started.
Yeah, you stand right here by me.
Come on. It is sort of dark and spooky out here, ain't it?
Darkest night I ever seen in my life.
Shh. Follow me now. Seems peculiar a feller haunting his own house.
Yeah.
All right, here we are. Start tapping now.
Oh, well, how the ghost tap? Oh.
I don't know. Just a regular way, I reckon. Just tap, tap. Kind of slow. Come on. Hear anybody stirring in there?
No, don't hear a sound.
Huh. Try it again. Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! What was that?
I don't know. More like just an owl.
Don't get that sound like an awful human
owl.
There it is again. It sounds like it's coming from that direction. Oh my goodness. Lom, huh? Look over there. Huh? Look over here. Over there. There's a ghost.
Oh, my goodness.
No, there's two of them. They're heading this way, Lom.
Kenny, that can't be true, I don't think.
I don't know where it's true or not. I'm getting out of here. Come on.
Kenny, there's two of them, all right.
Come on, let's get out of here, Lom. Come on,
yeah,
come on.
Let's go.
I know we oughtn't to have did this from the very start.
Is that you, Mr. Lom?
Huh? Oh, my goodness, they got your name, Lom.
Wait a minute, that voice is familiar. Who said that?
Don't talk to them, Lom.
It's me, Cedric.
Cedric?
Are we on time?
Lom, if they got ghost named Cedric?
Granny, I thought you wasn't going to be able to make it tonight, Cedric.
Well, Mr. Walt Bates closed up the plant for tonight, so I didn't have to work, and I come over here quick as I could.
Cedric.
What?
Don't look now, but there's a real ghost standing right behind you.
Mom?
Hello, Abner. Mom?
Well, for goodness sakes, is that you, Mousy?
Yes, sir.
Mousy didn't have to work neither tonight, so I brought him along to get in on the fun. Boy, this is going to be good.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're here, Cedric, but you might not have scared us to death.
Yeah, you didn't have to give us quite a... Such a shock.
No.
Sneaking up on us that way.
We thought you was real actual ghosts.
Did you, sure enough?
You didn't see no real ghost around here anywhere, did you?
No, Mom. Leastways, I don't think I seen none.
I just hope there ain't none around. That's what I hope.
Well, now that we're all here, let's get started with the haunting. We ought to be able to do a good job of it with the four of us.
Yeah, keep better.
Well, it's funny we ain't raised nobody in there, all the noise we've been making.
They must be awful sound sleepers. Or else they're too scared to get out of bed. That's about the trouble.
I tell you what. Let's climb in the window and haunt from the inside.
Inside?
Yeah, that's better than this outside work, I believe.
Huh?
And as long as there's four of us now, we can handle them all right if we get in trouble.
Cedric, you can take that oldest boy if they start any trouble.
Yeah, and you can take the widder and Mousy, the next oldest boy, and I'll handle all the others.
You mean them little tiny kids, Lum?
Well, they ain't so little.
Huh?
Go ahead and open the window. be quiet about it.
Well, maybe it's locked.
No, there ain't no latch on it. Busted that last winter.
Huh?
Go ahead.
All right, here it goes. Yeah. Go ahead, Long.
No, let Cedric go first. He can see in the dark better than I can. Go on, Cedric.
Just one. Better give me a little boost, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Help me.
Here, give me a foot. Up you go, Cedric. Here you are.
All right, Mousie, you're next. Be awful quiet, though.
Yes, sir.
Here, I'll help you.
Yes, sir.
That's it. There you go. All right, Abner, go ahead.
Here, grab my arm, Cedric. Give me a pull.
Yes, Mom, I got you. Up you come.
Not so much noise, fellas. All right, help me now.
Here, come on, Mom. Here, help him, Cedric.
Yes,
grab my arm.
Come on,
here we go. There, up we go. There you are. Well, we're all in. What do we do now, Mom?
Boy, that was fun, wasn't it, Mr. Love?
Be quiet, Cedric. The widow Jessup will hear you.
Oh, no, she won't. She's gone.
Gone?
Yes, Mom. She heard this house was haunted, and her and the family moved out about 6 o'clock tonight. I seen them when they left.
Huh?
Well, for goodness sakes, why didn't you tell us that, Cedric?
Well, you never asked me that.
Granny, if that don't beat the bugs for fighting, letting us go to all this trouble for nothing.
Well, anyway, you got your house back now, Mom, and you can sleep in your own bed tonight.
Yeah.
Well, ain't no use standing around here. Come on, feller. We might as well get ourselves home. It's getting awful late. I want some sleep. Yes, sir. I want to go, too, Abner.
Well, let's go.
Well, wait a minute, fellers. I believe I'll go with you.
Go with me?
Yeah. Grannies, if this house is too scary for the widder and her youngins to sleep in, I know Dad blame well I ain't going to sleep in it by myself.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lauman Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.